This is Omar Musni with UN News. Peacekeepers and the governments who deploy them have a collective responsibility to tackle whatever challenges they face in the service of humanity, said a UN peacekeeping force commander. Lieutenant General Leonard Muriuki Ngondi of Kenya, force commander of the African Union United Nations hybrid operation in Darfur, UNAMID, shares insights from a lifetime of service to the military and to multiple peacekeeping operations around the world.
My name is General Leonard Muriuki Ngondi. I'm currently the force commander of UNAMID, Sudan, and I come from Kenya. As a soldier, there is a sense of professional satisfaction, fulfillment, having served humanity, because the soldiers are there to deal with the problems that face the people, or to ensure bad elements do not orchestrate their violence to innocent people. In general, when you are working in a different environment altogether from your own environment, and therefore adaptation to the new environment with the new people, with the new partners, particularly working with the civilians together, those are a little bit challenges to military staff, but the military staff are well trained to adapt to the environment as much as possible. When a peacekeeper is faced with peculiarities in the mission itself, I meant to refer to outbreak of Ebola in Liberia, where I was a force commander at that particular time, and the role of the force was to ensure they continue providing the cover that will allow other experts to come in and join in the fight against Ebola, which the military themselves, they cannot tackle Ebola. In that difficult situation, as soldiers felt perhaps that is not what they were meant, they were sent to do. And I, as a force commander, is to give direction on how important it is that we remain steadfast. First and foremost, their responsibilities across the board. Knowing they are soldiers, they must be ready to obey the orders that they are given by their superiors to undertake whatever they have been assigned to undertake. And therefore, they must spend their time acquiring the skills and capabilities that will make them perform. Secondly, is the responsibility of the country itself. It is up to the institution itself to prepare men and women in uniform appropriately, organize them, equip them, train them to undertake the tasks that they are assigning them, whether in the country or abroad. So therefore, it is a collective responsibility for everyone to do their part. Lastly, for that individual, they must pride themselves in service to humanity, pride themselves to get professional satisfaction, as well as being good ambassadors of their country that is sending them to field.